It's 10 degrees. Good morning. I'm Cass Katsoulis with your news briefing. We'll find out soon more information about the COVID case that's brought high tensions to the Sunshine Coast. Health officials have revealed a 44-year-old woman and her husband drove up from Victoria last week during their lockdown. They crossed the border at Gundawindi on Saturday. The woman didn't test positive until yesterday at Caloundra, where she's been staying with family. Queensland Health Minister Yvette Dath says, "We've been here before and we know what to do."
If you have been to any of the exposure sites, whether you have symptoms or not, we would like you to come forward and get tested.
Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says there are a number of initial sites.
Docklands Shopping Centre at Caloundra from 10:45 till 11:30. The Coffee Club specifically in the Docklands Shopping Centre. And Kmart, the women's section. Later that day, Bunnings, 12:10pm to 12:45pm in Caloundra. Kiwana Shopping World, a number of sites there from 1 o'clock through till 2 o'clock. Next day on the 8th. Of June, Baringa IGA at Caloundra from 3:50 to 4:10pm and female toilets.
There will be more testing clinics available on the coast as well as extended opening hours. Meanwhile, police are investigating two boat fires in Sandstone Point during the early hours of this morning. It's believed one of the boats caught fire while at a marina on Spinnaker Drive just after midnight. A dog owned by the skipper alerted them to the blaze and they started to fend the flames themselves. Shortly after, a second boat caught alight and both vessels were destroyed. Police are appealing for information. And Sunshine Coast influencer Brooke Stiles has returned to her high school, Nambour State College, speaking to Year 12 students and encouraging them to participate in Cancer Council Queensland's Ponytail Project. The initiative encourages anyone to grow their hair throughout the year whilst raising vital funds and then chopping off your ponytail and rocking the chop. Susie Longman, Community and Development Specialist, encourages anyone to get involved.
The Ponytail Project is a fundraising initiative that was actually started 5 years ago by a school in Queensland. So that makes us really proud. It's a student-driven campaign and it's just growing every year. It's really exciting.
And Wanda Nerida is the new recovery centre for people living with an eating disorder and it's right here on the coast. Executive Director Jodie Ashworth says the centre will provide a bridge between hospital admission and outpatient care.
We will utilise the Butterfly Foundation residential eating disorders treatment model. And it focuses a lot on connection, not only with self, but with others. And it's certainly not just all about food. The expected stay at Wanda Nerida is around 60 days.
This is a nation's first state-of-the-art facility. And the three dogs who mauled a Maryborough mother to death at a suburban home have now been euthanised as more details emerge in the case that has sent shockwaves across Queensland. 41-year-old Amanda Carmichael was visiting the Milton Street property and was pronounced deceased at the scene despite paramedics' efforts.